In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, why did I come home last night at 9 o'clock from Paris and then decide this morning to choose those two readings about heaven for this half hour we would spend together here this evening? Well, maybe I was drawn to those lessons about heaven because for those 4 days that I spent in Paris with Anne, including Valentine Day, I felt like I was in heaven. Especially during those 3 hours on Monday morning that we spent at the Louvre Museum and walked through a collection of hundreds of drawings and paintings and several statues by Leonardo da Vinci, done in the 1500s. That many of da Vinci's works had never before been gathered in one spot. Standing in front of one of da Vinci's drawings, showing St. Peter standing at the gate of heaven, reminded me of a story I had read several years ago that seemed suddenly appropriate to share with you this evening. In it, a politician, why would that be appropriate this evening? In it, a politician who had recently died was standing at the gate of heaven. He's speaking to St. Peter, and he asks St. Peter, "Does this mean that I've made it into heaven?" And St. Peter says to the politician, "Well, it's actually your choice. You can choose heaven, or you can choose hell as your future home. But the devil has asked if he could give you a one-day tour of hell before you make that decision." Well, of course, the politician is quite surprised by that kind of offer from the devil. But he thinks that it may be interesting to take the tour. So he says, "Yes, I'll do the tour of hell." And he goes with the devil, and he's quite astonished when he sees that hell seems to be a rather attractive place. Instead of intense heat, he finds the climate there quite agreeable. And many of his political friends are there. And they're enjoying good food and lots of wine. And the politician then tours heaven and finds it to be very agreeable also, with lots of people who appear to be very happy there in heaven, although the place seemed to be a little blah. So the next day, when he walks up to St. Peter, he says, "I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'd actually prefer to live in hell." St. Peter says, "Well, it's your choice entirely." And Peter immediately pushes the down button on the elevator. That's not the funny part yet. As soon as the politician steps from the elevator after it arrives in hell, he finds it to be a place of fire and intense heat and constant arguing and bitter fighting. So he finds the devil who gave him the tour the day before, and he asks the devil, "What happened? Why the change?" And the devil tells the politician, "Oh, I'm sorry. When you were here yesterday, we were campaigning. Today you voted." Not bad. But then what really is heaven? what really is heaven? In that reading that Rosemary read from St. John's vision of heaven in the book of Revelation, heaven is the world as it one day will be. A place of peace and a place of love. Heaven is a place where the lion and the lamb lie down together. A place where there is war no more. When St. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, speaks of heaven, he's speaking of a world without injustice and without hatred. A place or a time where all people are respected as equal, regardless of their appearance, or their gender, or their color, or their economic circumstance, or their sexual orientation. Heaven is the world as it should be. It's the world God created. It's the kind of world we often long for when we're weary and alone. The world to come. It's the world to come as Jesus spoke of during those 3 years that he traveled the roads of Galilee. Heaven is what Mother Teresa spoke of when she said, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. No one. She also said, if you judge people, then you have no time to love them. If you can't bring food to 100 people, if you can't bring that much food to the food pantry here at Epiphany Church, then bring food for one person. Mother Teresa said, God does not require us to succeed. He only requires that we try. She said, kind words can be short and easy to say, but their echo goes on forever and ever and ever. And then one of Mother Teresa's most often quoted sayings is, I am not sure exactly what heaven will be like, but I know that when I die, and it comes time for God to judge me, God will not ask me, how many good things have you done in your life? God will ask, how much love did you put into what you did? When someone asks me, Pastor, how do I get to heaven? I like to say, well, you wait and you keep fighting for the best for everyone around you. Isn't that what Jesus wanted from the people who followed him when he said, pray this way, the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.